Triple M Rock's Greatest Hits. It is me, and that's Lady over there. Is her name is, what's your name again? Kylie. That's right. And this girl here, right, is just a superstar.
Oh,
I love her.
Is.
You know that.
You
even when she was
dearly.
Just a girl from up the road, just loved her bloody friends and all that stuff. And now she's forgotten her big mate down in Bendigo, but she's a star. Her name is Jess Eva.
Hey, Jess.
I'll never meet you, and I'm not a star.
She's your
the girl that went to the Universal and drunk in Bendigo that happened to end up on a jungle, and I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Well,
how the hell did that happen?
The Universal days when we had the nightclub, Jessica, I think that put you in good stead because there was a period, if I can just say this quickly, where the Universal nightclub that I had, and you obviously were with me, Jess, it was in a bit of trouble and we had to do a revamp, didn't we?
Yeah, we did a revamp. We got some LED lights and some green paint and slapped her on the walls and put on a couple of drink specials and she came back to life.
Oh, the rest
and
is history.
And we went to the op shop with a $2,000 budget. I think we overspent it and you wanted a couch and I bought you one.
I know. And then I sold that couch to a guy called Ben Jones. And I sold it to him for more than you bought it for before. So I made money.
Tarred with the same
always
brushes.
Always in for a bargain we were. Righto.
As Cogs.
You, seriously, the girl over here has got a little fan thing happening with you, mate.
Oh, yeah, Jess.
She loves you, Jess. I mean, so do I. You know that. But
I just love watching you on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Jess, because you are exactly who you are on the TV and it's just awesome to see you be you.
Oh, thank you. I was a bit nervous going in because when you play the natural role of yourself and people can comment on you, it's always a little bit confronting, isn't it? And especially when you've got a bit of cellulite like me these days and you do a bit of a stomach wobble and you think, oh, I don't know if anyone wants to see this white chocolate. Anyway, turns out that it's not so bad.
No, well, they good. Are loving you. I think you are by far one of the favourites in the camp.
Well, I don't mean to be up myself, but I am rating second on Sportsbet at $3.50. Jump on it.
But have some money.
Oh, Grant Denyer. I need someone to
sort
run Grant Denyer out of town.
Dipper's going well too. Look, the thing with it, the whole situation, how did it come about? Did they just give you a call and you go, you know, because you're up for everything. So you would have just said, yep, bugger it, let's do it.
Oh, mate, I'll do anything for a buck. So for pretty much they rang me and then I had a couple of interviews. And then the one thing that I really loved about it is, you know, you go in there and the people you've been watching on TV for all the years are suddenly your campmates. You've got Travis Varko, ex-Collingwood, you've got Dipper. And then before you know it, Travis is calling you his big sister and you're washing Dipper's undies in the laundry. I did every time Dipper had dirty undies, I'd wash them for him. I loved him, you know.
Were you starstruck by anybody in there, Jess?
Oh, I'd say is I love people for their soul. So yeah, you sort of fall in love with the people that you're talking to, and then I get starstruck almost in reverse once you get to know them.
Yeah.
Your idolisation of that personality, you know, comes after the meeting. And when you get someone like Trav Varko, who, you know, is one of the kindest people you'll ever meet, I'll be friends with him for the rest of my life. You think, oh, what a great opportunity to meet good people.
Yeah, indeed. I'm just trying to get a word in, Jessica Kerr, because old fangirl over here is loving it. Hey, Jess,
I miss you.
Oh, you don't. You're just saying that for everyone to hear. Look, seriously, you are no... And this is what I say to people about Jess. This is going to embarrass you. Is that I say Jess is no different to the girl that was here all those years ago. She's the same thing. She's still every now and again to put a hand up a horse's bum, which you did, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I did in Bendigo.
You
did. Do you know what I also did to prepare myself for the Jungle Cogs?
No.
I used to work on the door of your nightclub.
You did.
And I tell you what, I'd met some wild animals putting the stamp on some people's hand on those nights. It was fabulous.
Hey, I was just thinking, that belly dance you did on the other night, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I actually got that on video somewhere from the uni one night. So, yeah, that's where it came from.
Yes. A few kilos before.
Yeah, you said that, I didn't.
Hey, Jess, how is life really in the jungle?
Oh, it's bloody hard. It definitely is because you're free, because you're starving and, you don't know what you're doing. Then all of a sudden there's a cooked chook in a cage that you can smell and it explodes in your face and shrapnel goes on a guy from the goggle box and you just have to put that chicken in the bin because it's now poisonous. But I've got a couple of kids, you know. We do brekkie radio. I've picked tomatoes. I've worked in a paper cup factory. And so you sit
Universal.
Back and you think, you know what, I've worked at the Universal. I didn't want to use that as a segue, but I think
I've
done
in
work.
Too, so don't say too late.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. And I'm all for cashy jobs, even if even now. You know, if anyone wants to offer me a cashy, just DM me on my Instagram.
Done. Hey, I suppose the thing is with it is that what's next, you've got to get through, and we won't know, obviously, until everything's finished, but how are you feeling about things? You know, the movie offers coming along or what?
Nah, nothing.
Bugger. Well, you're meant to say, Jessica.
Yeah?
You're meant to say, no, they're not, but shit, I've got a bloody good book out at the moment, and it's called Why Wouldn't Ya?
Oh, yes. Sorry for the segue. You've always looked after me with my business deals. It's out on pre-sale. Go to Pan Macmillan or go to the Facebook or Instagram. You know what? I think the biggest tragedy in society is we are always the last person to love ourselves.
Correct.
So we use science, religion. We take so many different methods to try and create a journey of peace. And I would love anybody to buy it, not because I've got to pay me water bill, but because I think that you need it.
you do need it. Jesse, we're on Triple M. The only thing I'm a little bit disappointed, being selfish, is that on the show, you forgot your mate's charity, which is Let's Chat Mental Health Awareness. You forgot that. So don't worry. Don't worry about being an ambassador. No, forget it, Jess.
No, I do. I love Let's Chat. Whatever you need. I'm sorry. Whatever you need. Unfortunately, my sister-in-law got cancer, so it kind of got overridden.
Yeah, well,
you know?
I understand that.
Yeah. Hey, Jess, who do you think's going to win?
I think Grant Denyer's got it in the bag. He's, you know, he's Australia's sweetheart. He's the golden boy.
Now, who do you dislike the least in the show?
Come on, Jess.
We need to ask you that. We need you to be honest.
No, I promise you, I love them all. I love them all. There's not one person I didn't love more than the other. I'm telling you that. Now, don't take me through some black hole that's going to get me a news.com.au article.
We wouldn't do that, Jess.
Yeah, no, you've got to, in that environment too, I mean, it must have been difficult. How do you go? Because you love your food, let's face it.
Oh, mate, I could eat 40 meals a day. Yeah, no, it's terrible. I used to dream, I honestly dreamt about cheeseburgers sometimes. It was in my subconscious. But I'm going to miss you guys, and I love you guys so, so much. And I can't wait to get back to Bendigo very soon.
You are so full of it. That means someone's winding you up. We better go. Jessica Riva, love ya.
Yeah, good luck, Jess.
Miss you, Bendigo. Love ya.
Good on
you,
Jess.
We're going to the uni soon.
Yeah, I'll shave my legs.
No, don't. Keep them hairy. You want to fit in.